WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man, whom officers believe was shot during an armed robbery Tuesday night in Houston, is in the Brazos County Jail. 32-year-old Elijah Mims was booked into the Brazos County Jail yesterday following his arrest by College Station police. They were notified of a gunshot victim at the Med, and officers learned Mims was a person of interest to Houston police. After Mims was checked out, he was arrested on a Harris County warrant. Neither Houston or College Station police have disclosed any details. It's been nearly a month since the College Station Planning and Zoning Commission gave unanimously endorsed changes in residential parking regulations. The City Council considers possible action at tonight's meeting. During last month's P&Z meeting, staff planner Teresa Rogers reviewed the recommendations made by a task force.
Only consider removing parking through a recommendation from the city's traffic management team when there is a verified safety concern. Any of the neighborhoods that would want to remove parking would have to do so through a private process.
New homes and developments would have the additional cost of adding off-street parking. Also, as the highway department is discussed by the College Station City Council, the Texas Department of Transportation is hosting a public hearing this evening in Navasota. The public hearing concerns a replacement of three bridges on Highway 105 crossing the Brazos River and Coles Creek west of Navasota. The state will be purchasing about 100 acres of land, and construction is projected to start in 2015. Officials say the replacement is needed because current bridges are obsolete and the river is moving west. Tonight's public hearing starts at 6 at the Navasota Center on Stadium Drive. Also, this summer's plan by TxDOT to shift maintenance costs of state highways inside city limits to city governments will be discussed this afternoon by the College Station City Council. The State Transportation Commission was told at its last meeting the transfer would not be mandatory. College Station has 31 miles of state highways. Staff is not asking the council for direction at this time, saying they'll be meeting with TxDOT in the near future. Look for proposed high-speed passenger rail service to be discussed at the next Bryan City Council meeting. Mayor Jason Byinski plans to bring up at the next workshop a request to help pay for a consultant that's been lobbying the idea for years.
We, as with College Station, haven't been participating with the consultants, but they're wanting to bring us back to the table. There's talks maybe the cities and the county go together and maybe split a vote and come to the table and have representation. So it is important, and we do want to be a part of high-speed rail. We want to figure out a way to get it to Bryan-College Station as affordably as possible, and that would benefit our citizens.
Byinski says the annual payment for the consultants would be $25,000. The A&M system has announced more changes in its management structure, which also impact the flagship university.
The domino effect began earlier this week when System Vice Chancellor Brett Gerard was named the next leader of the Health Science Center, which has returned to university control. Then it was announced responsibility of the System Center for Innovation in Advanced Development and Manufacturing would move to the Health Science Center. The consolidation means adding research dollars to the HSC that system officials say puts A&M on par with the UT Medical Branch in Galveston. The move also means possible job losses. A system-wide audit's underway to determine what will happen long-term. But for the time being, there will be one fewer position. That's because Gerard's former job at the system will be taken over by Guy Diedrich, who is in charge of A&M's lobbying in Austin. The Health Science Center's lobbyist, Jenny Jones, will now be responsible for the system's relationship with state leaders, and Scott Suddeth will continue his role as Director of Federal Relations. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The mayors and the Convention and Visitors Bureaus in Bryan-College Station and Tuscaloosa, Alabama, have announced their wager for Saturday's A&M-Alabama football game. According to the BCS-CVB, it's all about barbecue ribs. The winning city will have to provide a sample of their town's best barbecue ribs and a shirt with their school colors or logo to the losing city. The losing mayor and CVB director will then have to eat the ribs while wearing the other school's shirt. And the CVB director will also pose at a tourist hotspot wearing the opponent's shirt. Pictures will be posted on social media sites as well as their respective websites. Meanwhile, last year's A&M-Alabama game was selected as the college football game of the year, and artist Daniel Moore has created an oil painting to capture that victory.
This one focuses mainly on Johnny Manziel slicing through the Alabama defense, and then with some of those figures fading into the background, as you can see, into the shadow. And then I've included on the clock 12 minutes left in the game, symbolic of the 12th man.
Moore says he just completed the painting a few weeks ago, and Friday, a canvas replica will be presented to the 12th Man Foundation, along with a Shadow Box Award and $5,000 scholarship check honoring the Junction Boys. You can find a photo on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 6:12. It's 72 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Senator Mike Lee.
On October 1st, millions of Americans will have to begin enrolling in Obamacare. Many could lose their doctors and be forced to pay higher premiums and higher taxes. Obamacare is unaffordable and it's unfair. The president has exempted big businesses, but middle-class Americans will still have to comply. Republicans in Congress can stop Obamacare if they simply refuse to fund it. I'm working to lead this effort, but I need your help. Please tell Congress, don't fund Obamacare.
Please join Senator Mike Lee in the fight to stop the implementation of Obamacare. Call toll-free 1-800-460-9591 to sign the official voice petition to defund Obamacare. Again, please call 1-800-460-9591 in the next 5 minutes to make your voice heard. This is our best chance to stop Obamacare. That number again, 1-800-460-9591. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SenateConservatives.com.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Good morning. It's 614. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are the numbers.
Warm weather continues across the region. A series of cold fronts are going to remain off to our north through Saturday. It'll be partly to mostly sunny today with highs near 95. Tonight, clear weather, lows overnight 70 to 75. Sunshine tomorrow, we're going to be back near 95. Really doesn't look like we have any prospects for rain. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75. Big game on Saturday, partly sunny, 90 to 95 during the game. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Alabama's coach Nick Saban met with the media. He talks about Kyle Field and Johnny Football coming up in a little bit. Aggie volleyball starts their first home match, and we'll get that plus Major League Baseball. More rumor, turmoil in NASCAR. It's just bizarre. It's turned into almost a government scandal, plus a whole lot more. There's an investigation in the SEC about players taking a little extra dough. All that and more coming up, and we'll do it for you about 6:50.
In the SEC?
Yep.
Okay.
According to Yahoo Sports, players were using a guy as a go-between between agents.
Isn't that something? Wow. So could we maybe have a professional wrestling match on the infield during a NASCAR race? I mean, just to bring it all together?
Well, as it's going right now, it's more like they're trying to figure out what happened at Benghazi.
Yeah. Okay.
They're checking radio traffic between the drive. It's gotten pretty weird.
Oh, this was the fake spin out thing?
Yeah, but it's going now a little deeper that one team asked another team to throw the race.
All right. Very good. Yeah,
I've been doing some digging because I know you're a huge NASCAR.
Man.
I know you're a big NASCAR
anything
fan.
Anything you can find about that would be great.
You're such a liar.
Could they go the other way? Could they go like
turn right
clockwise?
Every time?
Go clockwise? Yeah. Anyway.
No, I think they do that in Britain.
No, oh, okay. Speaking of Britain, when in the UK, if you decided to Google how to deliver a baby, which a guy did, he had no idea he would be putting the information to practice just hours later when his wife went into labor 3 weeks early. The man had decided to search the interweb as she was feeling some discomfort, and sure enough, 4 hours later, she went into labor, and he delivered the baby because he learned about it on YouTube.
Attaboy!
Yeah! Or Google or somewhere. Yeah, probably not YouTube.
You know they named the kid that.
We got a lot of information. But you see, that'd be perfectly understandable when the child is in first grade and he answers to the name of Google.
Mr. Tube, could you come up here and write on the board, please?
Yeah,
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs and save $8 on select LED light bulbs now through September 30th after rebate. Located in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman, Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning. It's 6:18, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's National Day of Encouragement. Go, go, rah, rah. It's Chocolate Milkshake Day. And it's National Video Games Day. We have a tragic story about a video game.
I'll tell
you about that in just a little while. Yeah, anyway, it's from Spain. It's not here locally.
Okay, good.
For birthdays.
Andrew Luck, Heisman Trophy winner and Indianapolis Colts quarterback, is 24. Mm. Alfie Allen from Soap Opera with Swords is 27.
All right.
See, I got it right this time.
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
Jennifer Hudson is 32. Yao Ming is 33.
Hey.
Tall guy.
Yeah, 7'6". Yeah, I'd call that tall. Elizabeth Canales is 35, Dancing with the Stars. Ruben Studdard is 35. Jennifer Nettles is...
So we have like two American Idol people on the same day, huh?
Apparently.
Wow. This must be the day to be born if you want to be on American Idol.
Shucks.
Yeah, well.
Jennifer Nettles is 39. Paul Walker is 40. He was from the Fast and Furious movies.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Statham is 46 from The Expendables.
Oh, yeah.
Louis C.K. is 46.
He's funny but not family friendly.
No.
Sometimes, yeah.
Ben Folds.
Hmm?
Not the five, just Ben Folds. Uh-huh. Is 47.
Yeah.
Amy Yazbeck is 51. John Ritter's former wife. Nita Blackwood, one of the original MTV VJs, is 58. Peter Scolari,
Scolari,
is 58.
He's the one who didn't make it. Well, I mean, he did some work, but the other guy who was on the TV show Bosom Buddies was Tom Hanks.
Yeah, he did fairly well for himself.
Right.
Neil Peart, the drummer from Rush, 61. Mm. Linda Gray, 73.
Yeah.
And Joe Petalino. You would know him. He was in Risky Business, The Goonies.
Now that you say
he's
that,
a character actor, and he was in The Matrix as the backstabbing bad guy.
Of course.
Well, you didn't even watch that movie.
I walked out. Yeah,
that's it.
Rachel Ward's 56, and Maria Muldaur, Midnight at the Oasis, and I think nothing else.
Wow.
Right? Yeah, 70 years old. Wow. So that's an old one hit wonder, lady. 6:20.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Right, according to the Washington Free Beacon, the Department of Energy will likely lose tens of millions of dollars on a loan extended to a green vehicle company with ties to a top fundraiser for President Obama. Now, this news comes days after the Department of Energy announced that it would restart the loan program responsible for lending taxpayer funds to the struggling company. Now, the department loaned $50 million to the Vehicle Production Group in March of 2011 and announced this week that after recouping a small amount of that loan, it will sell the remaining $45 million debt to AM General for $3 million. Well, you get stuck with a $42 million loss in this deal. How many times is the government going to get involved in loaning money and we end up footing the bill? Unbelievable.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelly!
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Dow Jones Report, brought to you by Debbie Davis, now helping you invest in your future with financial advice, making sense of the financial world. Call today for your free financial consultation, 979-220-3018. 401ks, mutual funds, and all types of investments.
Are you prepared for the holidays? This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Don't be surprised if you see Santa's image popping up earlier than ever this year. Walmart's top U.S. executive says the giant retailer is set to kick off Thanksgiving weekend sales whenever necessary. Bill Simon's remarks at a Reuters summit suggest the first big offers may come earlier than last year, when Walmart stores opened at 8 o'clock Thanksgiving night. But a too early start to the holiday promotions can lead to a backlash. Advertising Age says a lot of people went to Kmart's Facebook page to vent their anger over the retailer's first Christmas TV ad. It started airing 105 days before Christmas. You're more likely to buy a tablet than a PC in the next 3 months. Researchers at IDC predict tablets will outsell PCs in the fourth quarter, and that would be a first. IDC says it is not likely to be a permanent change, but it would still be a milestone. It's expected PCs will outsell tablets for the full year. Stock market futures are mixed. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
It's not enough to just build it for real.
Yeah, I mean, before we start, we design it, test it, and redesign it virtually.
Yeah, it's just not a go until everything is absolutely ready.
Whether it's launching a rocket into space or new products to market, Siemens Industry Software is behind it from the ground up. Somewhere in America, an innovative company is defying the impossible. Siemens. Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Membership streamlines business expenses.
At WiggleWorks, we help build animatronics for theme parks around the country. When we're on the road, we rack up a ton of expenses, but we're never weighed down with receipts.
Introducing Receipt Match on business cards from American Express Open. Just shoot your receipts with your smartphone, and they're matched up with your charges on your online statement.
I'm John Kaplan, and I'm a member of A Synchronized World.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does. Learn more at open.com. Terms and limitations apply.
Do you want a tax-free retirement? It's not too late. I'm Debbie Davis, and I'm hosting a financial planning workshop for anyone interested in retiring with great income. Tuesday, September 17th at my office from 7 to 8 p.m. Learn about how having the right plan is instrumental in making this happen for you. It's free, but there is limited seating. Please call me today at 979-220-3018 to reserve your space today. There's no obligation, just information. Call 979-220-3018.
Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, Topeka, Kansas.
I'm Penny Zandt. Recently, I hadn't been feeling well. At first, I thought it was just indigestion, nothing serious, but I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I trusted my care to St. Joseph, and I'm so glad that I did. They treated me like family, not just a number in a bed. Now, I'm healthy and grateful to be back doing the things that I love and enjoying my grandkids, and I owe it all to the great people at St. Joseph.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall, football, and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 626. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Sorry, there are no surprises out there. That's, high temperature today, about 96 degrees. Low tonight around 72. We'll continue that all the way through the weekend. Early part of next week, not quite so warm. There is a slight chance of some showers. Now they're popping in there on Friday night at 20% and Saturday, 30% and then 20% on Saturday. We'll see. And then same thing on Sunday. But Monday, only 92, a cool 92. Right now the winds are calm, 87% relative humidity, and we have 73 out there.
Fiestas Patrias Mexicanas, Sun and Link, and K-Ags would like to invite you to join us on Sunday, September 22nd at noon. We will welcome the Fighting Texas Aggie Band, General Ramirez and Reveille. After the parade, join us at the Street Festival, where you will enjoy live music with Mariachi Gala, Grupo Pegaso, typical Mexican food, crafts, and children's activities. Please invite family and friends to come eat, drink, dance, and mostly support education for the youth of this community. Sponsored in part by Sun and Link and K-Ags.
When you have a better attitude, you have a better life. And when you have a better life, you have a better attitude. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
Hi, I'm Senator Mike Lee. On October 1st, millions of Americans will have to begin enrolling in Obamacare. Many could lose their doctors and be forced to pay higher premiums and higher taxes. Obamacare is unaffordable and it's unfair. The president has exempted big businesses, but middle-class Americans will still have to comply. Republicans in Congress can stop Obamacare if they simply refuse to fund it. I'm working to lead this effort, but I need your help. Please tell Congress, don't fund Obamacare.
Please join Senator Mike Lee in the fight to stop the implementation of Obamacare. Call toll-free 1-800-460-9591 to sign the official voice petition to defund Obamacare. Again, please call 1-800-460-9591 in the next 5 minutes to make your voice heard. This is our best chance to stop Obamacare. That number again, 1-800-460-9591. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SenateConservatives.com.
In identifying the elements of success, we talk about knowledge and hard work.
Knowledge and hard work are important, but attitude will take you over the top.
Barbara Babbitt Kaufman, author of the book Attitude, defines attitude as simply how you react.
For instance, never take no for an answer. And you're thinking, what does this have to do with attitude? Well, the more yeses you get, the better your attitude. So whenever somebody tells you no, just think in your head, I don't take no for an answer. What can I do to make this work for me? You're going to get so many more yeses, and you're going to have such a better attitude.
Another key to a good attitude is to ask for what you want.
And again, what does this have to do with attitude? Well, the more times we ask for what we want, the more times, surprisingly, somebody's going to give you what you want, and therefore you're going to have a better attitude.
Barbara says she learned about asking for what you want several years ago when she bought a new car, and her friend bought the same car from the same dealership for $2,000 less.
I got on the phone, I called the head of the dealership, told him the story. He said, let me research it, I'll call you back. Calls me back, he said, there's a $2,000 check in the mail to you. By asking, I had a great attitude and $2,000 more in my pocketbook.
You can link to Barbara's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Get out your scorecard to keep track of the latest organizational changes at A&M and the system headquarters.
There will be one fewer lobbyist representing the system. That's after the vice chancellor of federal and state affairs was moved to strategic initiatives. The new job for Guy Diedrich follows Brett Gerard's move to leading the Health Science Center. That leaves the system with two lobbyists. Jenny Jones will continue to represent the HSC, but will also add system interests before state leaders. And Scott Suddeth will continue to work with those in federal government. In another announcement, responsibility of the Center for Innovation and Advanced Development in Manufacturing is moving from the system to the Health Science Center. The estimated cost savings of the consolidation is yet to be determined. The number of job losses will be based on a system audit that's underway, and no immediate changes are planned in the physical locations. The transfer means additional research dollars to the Health Science Center, which system officials say has the potential to move the HSC from a fourth tier to a second tier research school, similar to the UT Medical Branch in Galveston. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
As A&M and Alabama prepare to face off, this week's festivities include the presentation of a 3x4-foot oil painting by artist Daniel Moore of Johnny Manziel slicing through the defense.
The running game and his elusiveness was really what fascinated me, that he was just able to slice and dice the Alabama defense, which is usually pretty good against the run. I just think that this was just a way to symbolize the, you know, pretty much capture an iconic image that explained the game.
Moore says his work, titled Turning the Tide, took 2 months to complete and was a result of last year's game being designated College Football Game of the Year. A canvas replica of the painting and $5,000 will be awarded to the 12th Man Foundation on Friday afternoon. You can see a photo online at WTAW.com. Among the friendly bets on the outcome of Saturday's A&M-Alabama football game is barbecue. Ribs and T-shirts are on the line for the mayors and the directors of the Convention and Visitors Bureau in the Twin Cities and Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The winners will be providing the prizes, and the losers will get to enjoy the ribs while wearing the opponent's T-shirts and getting their pictures taken for posting on social media. For the losing CVB director, they'll also have their picture taken while wearing the winner's shirt at a tourist hotspot. Houston police were interested in a gunshot victim who appeared at College Station Medical Center Tuesday night. What's known so far is that a Bryan man was taken to jail yesterday after his arrest on a Harris County warrant for aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon. Allegations against 32-year-old Elijah Mims have not been released from either Houston or College Station police, which sent officers Tuesday night to the hospital. There appears to be a majority of Bryan City Council members supporting high-speed passenger rail service coming through the Twin Cities. That was among the remarks made by Mayor Jason Bienski.
Ann Orton and Art Hughes have been working diligently on high-speed rail and transportation, and they seem to be very supportive about it. And again, we want to make sure that we're not left out again. And 50 years from now, we're looking back and saying,
"Why did we do that?
Our leaders, you know, missed the boat again."
Art Hughes and Chuck Condrilla voiced their support during Tuesday night's council meeting following comments from two members of a group lobbying for service between Houston and Dallas by way of Bryan College Station. Bienski says it will be part of the council's next workshop meeting. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes parking in residential areas. Recommended by a unanimous Planning and Zoning Commission last month, staff planner Teresa Rogers says regulations would increase off-street parking for new homes.
Increasing the minimum requirements for off-street parking to one space per bedroom, with a maximum requirement of 4 spaces being required, and requiring no more than 50% of the front portion of the property be used for parking or be impervious.
For existing neighborhoods, parking bans would only come when the city's traffic management team rules there is a safety concern. Tonight's meeting will also include an update on the desire of the Texas Department of Transportation to shift maintenance of 31 miles of state highways inside the city limits to the city. The latest position by the state is doing the transfer on a voluntary basis. The council has been told city staff will be meeting with TxDOT in the near future. The governing body is not being asked to take an official position at this time. And while that discussion takes place, TxDOT is holding a public hearing at the Navasota City Center for reaction to plans replacing three bridges west of town on Highway 105. Projected for construction in 2015, the project would remove obsolete bridges and address the westward shift of the Brazos River. This evening's hearing starts at 6. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 72 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Just can't beat the American-built Toyota Tundra, the truck that's over-engineered where it matters most. Its dependability is the stuff of legend. And with great deals going on right now, there's never been a better time to own one. Yep, the Tundra's got all the qualities you want in a truck. It can take whatever you can throw at it, at the job site, and on the weekends. Tundra is more of a workhorse than a pickup, really. Always there for you when you need it. And while Tundras are built to last, this offer won't, so get to your local Toyota dealer today and drive off in your new 2013 Tundra, complete with complimentary Toyota care. A great deal, a great reason to come in today. Get 0 for 60 plus $2,500 on a 2013 Tundra Crew Max Special Edition for a total savings over $6,900. Toyota, let's go places. Visit GSTOffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 9/30/13.
Brazos Valley weather got some of that for you. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Hot weather will persist right through game time on Saturday. We have high pressure controlling the weather. It shows no signs of breaking down in our area anytime soon. Lots of sun today, a few clouds, highs right at 95. Clear tonight, lows will be 70 to 75. Partly to mostly sunny near 95 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 75. Partly sunny Saturday, high Saturday between 90 and 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
He is a fierce competitor.
That's just some of what Nick Saban said yesterday concerning the Aggies and Kyle Field and the big contest this Saturday. We'll get you caught up there here in just a little bit. Also, Aggie Volleyball makes their first home stand. NASCAR's in all kinds of hot water, and there's an SEC investigation, along with the NCAA, more than likely, into players that have gotten a go-between between them and the NFL. That and more with sports in about 13 minutes.
Okay, just so you understand everything about the whole Syria deal, no, maybe you don't, because they're going to change the rules. Well, you see, when they started pointing the finger of fate at Syria, they were pointing it right at the president of Syria himself, Bashar al-Assad. Well, now they've changed their tune because apparently the White House has not been able to actually, well, be sure that the president of Syria is the one who gave the order to use the chemical weapons. It could have been an underling. So for that reason, they now are starting to say the Assad regime. So if you notice today, because I know that all of you sit hands clasped between your knees waiting to hear the latest from what the White House has to say, that's the reason they're saying that now. And because they don't have a hard link to the president of Syria, they're wondering now if, in fact, it could have been terrorist groups who did it instead of the government. So now we're getting an oopsie. We'll see how that works out. You heard on the news, the United Nations now, they've got inspectors over there, and they're going, well, you know, maybe they did, maybe they didn't. So getting better and better.
Never mind.
That's right. We didn't make nothing to see here. Please move on. And then how about the New York Times going ahead and publishing the op-ed piece from Pooty Poot? Yeah, they decided that the Russian president had something to say that was worthwhile for them to print, so they did. Among the excerpts, quote, this is from Pooty Poot, the potential strike by the United States against Syria, despite the strong opposition from many countries and major political parties and religious leaders, including the Pope, will result in more innocent victims and escalation potentially spreading the conflict far beyond the Syrian borders. To continue, I carefully studied President Obama's address to the nation on Tuesday, and I would rather disagree with a case that he made on American exceptionalism, stating the United States policy is what makes America different is what makes us exceptional. Mr. Putin says it is extremely dangerous to encourage people to see themselves as exceptional.
Because you're a communist.
Whatever the motivation. There are big countries and small countries, rich and poor, those with long democratic traditions, those still finding their way to democracy. Their policies differ too. We are all different. But when we ask for the Lord's blessing,
this is Pooty Poot.
We must not forget that God created us equal.
This is a guy who killed his opponents, okay, and threw him in jail.
Without question.
So anyhow, got that going on.
Well, right as part there. Of the address to the nation, the thing, one of the things that concerned me about Obama, he started saying that we were a democracy.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
We're not.
No, we're not.
And was he not a constitutional scholar?
Oh, now quit letting details get in the way of his presidency.
Look, I'm the biggest fly-by-night guy on this show.
Okay. Yeah.
And if I'm picking up on that, there's a problem.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
That's fair.
And, you know, he doesn't believe in American exceptionalism anyway. I mean, he just doesn't. Every time he acts rather than speaks, he thinks we're like France or we're like Great Britain. We're just, you know. No. Americans are exceptional. Americans are exceptional because they have the opportunity to, as long as the government lets them.
Because we rock.
We do. Better at it than most folks. The government just get out of our way.
So now the Washington Post is reporting the Central Intelligence Agency has begun delivering weapons to rebels in Syria.
Mm.
Washington Post reports the CIA has begun delivering weapons to rebels in Syria. Now,
because that always goes well for our country.
Oh, sure. Let's go ahead and throw some weapons over there and see how that works out.
Let's take all the we'll take all the weapons away from the people in America with weapons.
Oh.
And just give them to whatever country we want.
Well, I mean,
they'll recall you like they did in Colorado.
Yeah, that's right. We try. I got a story on that in a minute, too. But anyway, we tried to get guns to the right people in Mexico with that Fast and Furious. How'd that work out for us?
Yeah, that was great.
Oh, we got them back.
Yeah, well, yeah, in the wrong way.
Sort of.
Slightly used.
Yeah, and some of them a bullet at a time. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, am I wrong?
No.
All right. Those shipments started streaming into the country over the past 2 weeks, along with separate deliveries of vehicles and other gear from the State Department. Now, these shipments are limited to light weapons and other munitions. So.
Who is making these choices?
Well,
and why?
Surely
the president doesn't have that much power.
Don't call me Shirley. the government feels like they do have that power. And the CIA has done that kind of stuff for a long time, really. Now, you referenced, Kevin, the two state-level officers from the state of Colorado, who were recalled.
That the NRA went, no.
Yeah, we now know why.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, National Committee head and Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz can explain to us now why the two Colorado Democrat state legislators were spearheading the tougher gun laws were recalled on Tuesday night. In her statement, she said, quote, all right, here we
can't
go.
Even do it with a straight face, can you?
Colorado voters are used to casting their ballots by mail. But because of lawsuits filed by opponents of common sense gun reform, voters were not mailed their ballots in this election. Those who intended to vote in person did not learn their polling locations until less than 2 weeks before Election Day.
Oh, no.
If you're that stupid, you don't get to vote.
Yeah. Tuesday's low turnout was a result of efforts by the NRA and the Koch brothers and other right-wing groups who know that when more people vote, Democrats win.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, how you like that?
You know what happens when I have driven to the wrong voting place before, and you know what happens when I do that? They tell me the right one to go to, and I drive there.
Well, and I'm guessing that there's this thing called the Internet. You probably can look up where you have to vote.
And, oh, you know, as, again, as Kevin, as you said, or and what? Do you have to borrow the community car to get there? They found out less than 2 weeks before Election Day?
You've got 2 weeks to, you know, plan your...
The problem is the ones that didn't vote were high because it's legal there.
Yeah, that's it. Oh. Anyway, so, again, if you can't get off your butt to go and vote in person, I mean, again, as always, you get the government you deserve.
Yes.
But for her to actually issue a statement.
Well, what authority does some lady in Florida have over Colorado?
Well, no, she's explaining. She doesn't. She's explaining, though, that's the reason.
Legislators. Right, but I feel like she really doesn't have a place to talk.
Well, it doesn't matter. That's why we do the segment called Crazy in Florida.
Yeah. One festival with the best bands and the best in bass fishing, the Toyota Texas Bass Classic. Catch free Texas-sized entertainment for the whole family. Enjoy barbecue, bass, and the best bands, including Eli Young Band, The Band Perry, and many more. October 4th through the 6th at the Lone Star Convention and Expo Center. Tickets are free, so reel in yours at your local Toyota dealers, your local Academy stores, or online at toyotatexasbassclassic.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 14th, it's grafting tomatoes. Grafting is often done to increase yields and help combat pests and disease. Come learn how to do it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Keep your eyes open, gardener. It's autumn. It's time to evaluate all of your plants, their problems, and their pleasures. What worked this year and what didn't? Gardening is such a moving target that we're always changing ideas and trying new thoughts. Since our landscapes and gardens have just been through a tough season again, it's only logical that we'd want to compare plants and evaluate their progress. Garden assessments right after this important message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Speaking of gardening assessments and starting with shade trees, let's think about the midwinter pruning you might want to do. Look for damaged or dead limbs. You can actually do that sort of pruning now. If you choose to delay the work, at least mark the limbs so you'll be able to tell the good limbs from the bad ones when the primest of pruning time comes in the winter. If a shade tree has developed large surface roots that threaten foundations, sidewalks, or other man-made structures, you may want to remove one or two of the roots now. Try not to remove roots that total more than 20% of the tree's trunk diameter. Remove too much of the root system and the tree will suffer next summer. You may have shade trees that you'd like to move during the winter season while they're dormant, and if so, root prune them now. Cut through the lateral roots around where you'll be making the eventual cut when you dig them. They'll sprout new roots within the soil ball, and that in turn should help hold the soil ball together better when they're moved. There won't be a lot that you'll need to do specifically with your shrubs. Again, you may want to root prune types you intend to move this winter. Prune only to remove erratic growth. Save more major pruning for the second half of the winter. Watch closely now for signs of insects and diseases that might need your attention during the fall growing season. Apply iron to chlorotic plants and do it soon. Your time is just about to run out. Fertilize spring flowering shrubs and vines with a high phosphate fertilizer unless soil tests suggest otherwise. You want to watch your lawn closely. Several serious insect and disease problems are likely to show up in cooler months, and we'll start with grubworm damage. Grubworm damage will attack any kind of lawn grass. It leaves the grass lying dead and lifeless on top of the ground, pretty much like an old bad toupee. If you find that, and especially if you find the grubworms, you want to apply Merit insecticide. Your nurseryman will know what you're asking about. And then brown patch causes round patches 18 to 24 inches in diameter in St. Augustine to turn brown. It starts out yellow and then brown. Pull on the affected grass and the blades will come loose in your hands with the runners remaining in place, rooted into the ground. It will green back up again, but brown patch weakens the St. Augustine very dramatically. There are fungicides available for homeowner use through independent retail garden centers. Now, you need to also put down your pre-emergent weed killer if you're trying to eliminate weeds before they ever get started. I'm Neil Sperry. Fall is the time for perennials in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Oh, God!
Oh, no, wait, no, wait.
I don't generally have that effect on people.
We're all going to die, yeah. There we go. All right.
Howdy, Ed. Good morning, sports fans.
Well, you know, just one button off.
I don't know why that tickled me so much. I'm Kevin O'Connor with a look at your sports. It's all brought to us by Atkinson Toyota, and it is 6:51. Yesterday, Bama coach Nick Saban met with the media. One of the first questions was about playing in the very daunting Kyle Field.
Well, you know, I'm sure this is going to be a difficult place for us to play. And I think it'll take a special discipline focus on our players' part. You know, be able to manage the external circumstances that they're going to be in, whether it's crowd noise, whatever it might be. And I think that's very challenging. All right, now, the last three games we lost, I think we lost at home. All right, so I'm still not looking forward to playing tough places in the SEC on the road.
As for his thoughts on Johnny Football.
You know, I think the guy is a great competitor. And regardless of any other circumstance that goes on around him, when he's playing on the field, he's doing everything he can to help his team win and trying to make every choice and decision to do it. And he is a fierce competitor.
Kickoff is scheduled for 2:40. Festivities have already started. Von Miller's back in the news again. Broncos linebacker Von Miller has already been arrested once on a failure to appear in court warrant, and it might happen again if the Denver Post is correct if he heads to California anytime soon. The Broncos suspended linebacker has an open warrant for his arrest in the state. The warrant stems from yet another traffic stop in Orange County, but he never showed up for his court date there either. If Miller doesn't take care of things, he could find himself in trouble when the Broncos travel to San Diego in Week 10 and Oakland in Week 17, and the law has picked up players when they've not done what they're supposed to. Yahoo Sports is reporting that five SEC players received improper benefits during their college careers, including former Alabama offensive tackle DJ Fluker, casting yet another dark cloud over college sports. The other players were Tennessee quarterback Tyler Bray, defensive lineman Maurice Couch, Mississippi State defensive tackle Fletcher Cox, and wide receiver Chad Bumpus. And here's ESPN's SEC guy, Chad Lowe.
The problem with this is these guys are all gone except for Mo Couch, who's a current player. So I think the key here for the schools now is, what did they know? Were they negligent in any way? Were there things they should have known and sort of stuck their head in the sand? I think those are the things now, as you look at it from Alabama, Tennessee, and Mississippi State's perspective, I think that's the key question.
Quick correction, that's actually Chris Lowe, not Chad Lowe. The report cited text messages and financial records of former Alabama defensive end Luther Davis and an unnamed NFL source who said Davis was a go-between for the players with NFL agents and financial advisors. All right, is it NASCAR or a government scandal? An Associated Press review of radio communications from last Saturday's Sprint Cup race at Richmond reveals Front Row Motorsports asked for a deal from Penske Racing in the closing laps and then helped make sure Penske's Joey Logano made the chase for the championship by having one of its drivers back off. David Gilliland's spotter tells his crew that Logano's team wants Gilliland's spot on the track. Quote, and they said they'd probably be able to help us out in the future, end quote. A short time later, Logano passed Gilliland on the restart and finished 22nd, one spot ahead of Gilliland and good enough for a berth in the Chase Field. It is still under investigation. In Major League Baseball, the Pittsburgh Pirates completed a three-game sweep in an interleague matchup of wild card leaders with a 7-5 win over the slumping Rangers. Ranger skipper Ron Washington was asked what needed to be done to stop the skid.
We just got to do what we have to do to make sure we win ball games. That's all. I'm not concerned. We'll be ready to play when Oakland come to town.
Pirates moved to a half game in the NL Central, leading St. Louis Cardinals. Chris Cardinal singled in two runs and led Houston to a 6-1 victory over the Seattle Mariners. As we've joked on the show, they're no longer the Lastros. In this case, they've actually won all three of their games against Seattle for the sweep, and that's the third sweep win they've had this season. Dallas Cowboys defensive end Anthony Spencer has practiced for the first time this season. He says he should play in week two against Kansas City.
I mean, I feel good. See if how I feel in the morning. Everything I've been doing has been getting better every day, so I haven't had any setbacks.
Spencer was limited to participate in yesterday's practice as they practiced inside the $1.2 billion stadium to avoid yet another day of the Texas heat. And in volleyball, makes their home season debut at Reed tonight. They'll host Siena this morning at 10:30, and then return to action at 7:30 this evening to take on 16th-ranked Florida State, who was an NCAA Final Four team back in 2011. And finally, Texas A&M women's golf team finished fifth on the leaderboard at the Memorial Tournament hosted by Traditions Golf Club. Individually, senior Katrina Ruzkova placed second for the Aggies, tying for that second place with a 2-over par for the tournament, and Haley Mills from the University of Kentucky finished first at 3-under par. And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations: South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround? Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing? Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.